We've got a couple conversations this hour about recycling, but here's an unusual one. You want to recycle that old crop duster plane you've got parked in your field out back? Eric Prince, you know, that law is no impediment entrepreneur who started the now defunct Blackwater Group, he can help. Prince has also got an enticing offer for a small country dictator to keep his people in line. Prince suggests one of the cheapest ways to terrify and render docile your unruly people is to buy a fleet of his small, retrofitted, armored aircraft that can kill from above. Prince is doing it by retrofitting crop duster planes made in America with military technology purchased from around the world. It's a fascinating, terrifying story. And we turn back to investigative journalist from The Intercept, Matthew Cole, to pick up the story.
You know, one source that we spoke to said, quite frankly, that if Prince's vision had been implemented in any of the African countries that he was trying to sell it, it would have worked, that on the continent of Africa in particular, these kinds of planes could defeat any nation-state army. I mean, the militaries on that continent are not that robust, and there certainly are not many air forces. And so putting this into place in places like Libya, where he offered it, South Sudan, you know, Nigeria, it would have been devastating. And of course, with anything that goes into mercenary or private military, there's the question of accountability. When things go wrong, how do you hold anyone responsible? And I think it's clear with these kinds of planes, there were going to be things that go wrong.
Why is Prince so committed to this idea of selling Air Force, Ground Force, and in fact a whole military operation as a product? You know, it goes beyond just simple mercenaries. He's selling the Battle of Guadalcanal.
There are a few things that come up when you talk to the people who've known him over the years. The first is that as someone who had a very short career inside the Navy SEAL teams, who didn't deploy during a war, he has made it very clear to other people around him that he is eternally sorry that he was not able to deploy in a conflict. Part of it is, secondly, is that he is an entrepreneur and a businessman like his father. And what he's done is he's found a way in the world of militaries fighting to buy into, with his wealth, the entire ecosystem of services. And he's bought into an entire supply chain so that if and when he's successful in selling a proposal, he owns a cut or a piece of nearly everything that gets delivered in terms of goods and services into a war or a conflict.
Talking with Matthew Cole, investigative journalist for The Intercept, this is The Takeaway. So his business is freedom from fear. He's selling fear.
If you've watched his career over 10 or 15 years, what starts out as the, you know, uber patriot, you know, the person who's trying to support the American cause in Afghanistan and Iraq, has slowly turned into some kind of Frankenstein-like justification for the things he's done, including working with the Chinese government. Not that there's anything wrong with working with the Chinese government, but certainly communist government there is not, you know, not a close partner of American causes, and gone around the world making very interesting friends and associates, including the arms dealer that supplied Victor Boot for his efforts to sell weapons around the world. He's painted himself in a corner is what's happened. He has fewer and fewer friends. And one of the things that my colleague Jeremy Scahill and I discovered was that over 10 years, very few people who go into business with him end up feeling good about it. They generally regret having to be associated because he is fairly impetuous. And while he has a very bright mind for how a war can be fought or maybe should be fought, he is not a great businessman in terms of how he applies himself. And he burns a lot of bridges.
Mm. What do you think his dream is in terms of a conflict around the world right now of getting on the phone and saying, I can take care of this. Give me full autonomy, I'll go in and do this?
Well, we can say from seeing several of his proposals for Africa and the Middle East that he believes that he can bring in what he calls turnkey solutions. That's a phrase that you see over and over in his documents, where he can provide a ground force, special operations ground force, a special operations air force, these planes that don't need to fly above 4,000 or 5,000 feet that can drop bombs, rockets, and can turn the tide against any conflict that is being fought against, insurgencies or terrorist groups that have small arms. Certainly, he believes that he has the solution to rid the continent of Africa of the scourge of Islamic terrorism or Islamic radicals.
Matthew Culls, an investigative journalist for The Intercept, to the further adventures of Mr. Arik Prince, founder of Blackwater, who is very much at work trying to create a small turnkey air force and ground force for small conflicts around the world. Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.